HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Beijing Rules, How China Weaponized Its Economy to Confront the World, by Bethany Allen, read by Emily Wu Zeller. For Mom, Dad, and the Boy Who Lived. It was a game, and we lost, because we didn't do several simple things. We didn't create our own class of capitalists. We didn't give the capitalist predators on our side a chance to develop and devour the capitalist predators on theirs. Gleb Pavlovsky, longtime confidant of Vladimir Putin, on why the Soviet Union lost the Cold War. Introduction. A virus is the smallest unit of life. Or it would be if scientists agreed that viruses are actually alive. Viruses are more like rogue strands of genetic code. They can't make their own proteins, they lack a cellular structure, and they can't reproduce without hijacking and then destroying a host cell's metabolic infrastructure. There are more viruses on Earth than there are stars in the universe. At a particular moment in late 2019, one of these viruses, measuring around 100 nanometers in diameter and crowned with a halo of spikes, infected its first human being. At the time, no one noticed. This tiny, unmarked moment sparked a chain reaction that would give the world its first taste of the People's Republic of China as a true superpower. The most populous country in the history of humanity would make its conclusive global debut through the auspices of the tiniest unit of existence known to man. At first, Wei Guixian thought she was coming down with a cold. Her symptoms began on December 10th and were mild at first. The Wuhan seafood seller first sought treatment at a local clinic, returning each day for an IV drip of antibiotics, she later told the Wall Street Journal. But within days, her condition worsened, and she struggled to breathe. Her daughter got her an appointment with a specialist, and by December 18th, she was in a hospital, fighting for air. She soon lapsed into unconsciousness. Her daughter worried she would die. Wei wasn't patient zero, a term referring to the first person to be infected with a new disease, but hers was among the earliest suspected cases of the novel coronavirus. We would soon learn of others. On December 16th, a 65-year-old man was admitted to Wuhan Central Hospital with an infection in both lungs. Doctors treated him with antibiotics and anti-flu medication, but his condition didn't improve. He, like Wei, had worked at the Huanan seafood market. By the next week, according to a study released the following month by the Chinese Center for Disease Control and Prevention, about 36 people were showing similar symptoms. Doctors began to see connections among patients with the mysterious new illness. Toward the end of December, health officials in Wuhan learned that the new illness was caused by a coronavirus, much like the pathogen responsible for SARS. Doctors and scientists sought to understand the new virus and spread the word, but they were repeatedly stymied by local government and security officials, a delay that would ultimately have immense consequences. On December 30th, Ai Fen, a top doctor at Wuhan Central Hospital, read a lab report that included the words SARS coronavirus. Alarmed, she posted information about the illness on WeChat. But after she was reprimanded by superiors at the hospital, I started to keep her views to herself. Weeks later, as the death toll from COVID-19 in China mounted, she expressed regret for not speaking out more forcefully. If I had known what was to happen, I would not have cared about the reprimand, she said in an interview with a Chinese magazine. I would have fucking talked about it with whomever, wherever I could. The interview was eventually removed from the web.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?